This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Macca and Tass here. We're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, all the way from the Victorian Pride Centre. Macca.
Thank you, Tass. Our next guest is Matthew Guy, leader of the Liberal Party, leader of the Victorian Opposition. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Oh, look, pretty good. It's
sounded better wherever it was in Queensland. That was 33.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, yeah, but we're, what are we now? We're actually, it's 15 now, but anyway.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it's not 33 in Boleyn, I can tell you that.
Now, Matt, I want to place on record my thanks to you and to James Newbury and your shadow cabinet for the decision you announced this week on the party's position on conversion therapy, following some confusion, some misinformation about what the party's position was going to be. James Newbury made it crystal clear. No rollback, no amendments, no secret deals. You're going to support the legislation. Well, I mean, the legislation's there, but it's going to stand as it is. So I want to thank you. This means an awful lot to my community for all the doubt about this to be put away.
I hope it does exactly that, puts away any doubt, because James did give no equivocation. What he said is it. That's policy. That's how it stands. It's in black and white. And people had said to us a number of times, well, what about this deal or what about this supposed deal? There is no deal. This is it. It's in black and white. I want everyone who listens and yourselves to keep that article to see where you keep that promise, because that is it. And I want there to be no equivocation on this matter. We do not support anything like conversion therapy or anything, any derivative of it, anything. And that's how we will take to government that point of view, and that's what will stand.
That's wonderful news. We are very pleased to hear that. That is incredibly welcomed by our community. We won't see any changes to the conversion practices legislation as it currently stands. Matthew, I'm interested in why you've adopted this position, given that historically you had a slightly different position. As I understand it, you didn't actually vote for the bill in the first place.
No, we did. We did vote for the bill, but we made some amendments. But the amendments weren't in relation to conversion therapy. They were in relation to prayer and gender identity, I believe they were. But they look, I don't want to get, as James and I said, we don't want to get caught up in this issue over and over and over again. Our view is the substantive issue in that bill is around conversion therapy. The bill is there. We voted with the bill in Parliament as it went through the Parliament, and therefore that is our point of view, and I'm not going to revisit this again. The bill is a good bill. It stands, and it will continue to stand, and I just don't want there to be, for the very strong GLBTIQ community in Victoria, I don't want there to be any equivocation or any view that there might be another agenda out there. There's not, and I just want it to be clear so that everyone can be in no uncertain terms that this ain't coming back.
That's wonderful news to hear, and I know that we're getting a lot of feedback already to your very strong statement, and thank you. Thank you.
There's an old saying, and I think I've said this to you before, Matt. You know, a lot of people in political life and those on the outer say that the view is better from the moral high ground. It's actually better from the middle ground.
But it's also better for what is right. I mean,
that's correct.
Like all of us, I mean, I've got I've got members of my own family who are gay. The last thing I'm going to do is subject, my chief of staff is an openly gay man. I mean, we're not going to have any kind of equivocation on legislation which demeans them. From our own points of view, for what is right, I mean, we're not going to demean our own family, our own friends, and let alone take to legislation that would do that. It did concern me in response to this that the government had said, "Oh well, we'll kind of test them out on the next bill." Well, it's not about politics, and it shouldn't be about politics. It's not about using people. These are fundamental issues of human rights. Well, therefore, you go and engage your opponent to say, if this is what you believe, and they're stating it's a human right issue, fair enough, then let's solve it together. Let's not use the GLBTIQ community as a political football. And I think, certainly from James Newbury's point of view, that is, he can see that occurring, I can see that occurring, and, we're trying to say very clearly, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that, and we want to make sure that people feel comfortable in their own state, in their own house, and we're going to make sure that's the case.
That's very encouraging and very welcomed, I can assure you. Our listeners are responding very positively.
Oh, no, they're asking, okay, who are the gay relatives? Have you gone to the weddings? The simple fact is...
Well, they're not that old, I might add. Okay. But if there is a wedding, I'm very hopeful to go to it. I'll be very much very very hopeful to go to it. But that's your own family's business, isn't it? I mean, but this is it. People will try and test you out and say, "Oh, prove this or prove that." No one needs to prove anything when it comes to making Victorians feel safe in their own house.
So, Matthew, on that very note, which again I'm very welcomed and I'm very happy to hear you say that, do you extend the same level of support to younger members of the queer community, often people who are still in schools, and do you support the Safe Schools program?
We absolutely support anti-bullying programs in schools. Your community would know more than any others that that this is a real problem in schools. We have had some historical problems with elements of Safe Schools, but, I don't think there's any of those issues that can't be addressed or ironed out, or if there's discussion, then let's do it sensibly and rationally. But the concept, the whole issue behind it of making kids, particularly kids in GLBTIQ communities, feel safe and secure at school is one we must all support.
Oh, Matt, I don't know quite what... So I'm still, adjusting to...
It's bipartisan, Macca, and that's what...
And that's what I've always...
That's what Matthew Guy talked about last time he was on air.
And it's fantastic. We're on a roll here, Matt.
Well, if we genuinely believe these issues... And this, I mean this when I say this. If these issues are about, as my opponents say, they're about human rights, well, then I open my hand of bipartisanship to sit down and solve them in that way. Stop playing politics with a very loud and very important community here in Victoria. Let's try and solve these issues where there's discrimination. Solve them properly together, as we would issues around racism. Well, then let's solve issues around inequality with the GLBTIQ community. We are offering that hand off partnership to do that. And you can see from James Newbury's comments, he's very sincere about it. I am too.
And we'd love to have James on our show sometime, if that's okay with you, Matthew.
I think he's probably ready to dial in at this point.
Well, if you're listening, James, we'd love to have you on the show, and we'll extend the invitation to you very shortly.
And I think, Safe Schools, it is a complex issue, and it's not just anti-bullying. But let's save that discussion for the next time. I want to talk about the proposed changes to the equal opportunity legislation, and in particular, how that applies in schools and organisations that are run by organisations of faith, and how that impacts on members of my community. Can I give you a scenario, Matthew? I'm a gay man. Well, we all know that. I'm a teacher at a Catholic secondary school in Bulleen, and I marry my partner, my male partner, and I tell the school that I've just married my male partner, and they decide that I'm my sexuality and that act of marriage or coming out is not compatible with their beliefs and they sack me. Should they be allowed to?
No. No. No one should be sacked on the basis of their sexuality. I accept that there are, whether it's a faith school or it might even be a counselling service for GLBTIQ kids, whatever, there are people who might have that as a you know, to hire someone to say, oh, you know, it'd be good if you're of this faith or of this community to help us in this area. I accept that. But if someone comes out, no, they shouldn't be sacked at all. No.
So as the legislation, I'm not sure whether it's been tabled yet. I don't think it has. Our next person will be able to tell us that. We're speaking with Harriet Shing later.
But... No, it hasn't. Okay. It hasn't. And look, obviously we want to, you know, we want to see it because I do worry that the government will, as I've just mentioned before, use this to play politics. But even then, I'm not going to be distracted by those games anymore. These, you know, it's straightforward to me. If it's about... If the primary issue in the bill is around ensuring that people are not sacked from their job on the basis of sexuality, well, James and I have made some very public comments to say, well, no one should be sacked from their job on the basis of their sexuality. That is not something that is that we would support, and therefore any bill to make that, to tidy that up or to make that known, that's something that we would absolutely and principally support.
Great. Now, a bit of a left field question, not from the left, but left field. you know, you often say, and members of your party often say, it's a broad church. Is there any shouting going on in the back pews that aren't supporting you? You know, the pews right at the back of the church, are they?
Are you asking for insider information, Mac?
I am, yeah.
Macca, look, there are people in the Liberal Party who are very strong faith-based people. I mean, you know that. We all know that. It's a mix. The Liberal Party of Australia is a mix of small L liberals and conservatives in the same political party. It's the only one in the world like that. You know, Canada, you've got the Liberals and Conservatives in two totally different political parties. It's the same with the UK, with the Liberal Democrats and the Tories. That's not the same in Australia. So we see our opponents, particularly when they come to government, seeking to use communities to try and divide the Liberal and Conservative wings, which does annoy me because, as I said before, if these are fundamental issues of human rights, then why would you play politics with them if that's what you believe? That aside, yes, there are people who have a different point of view to, say, James or myself on these issues, but that's okay. Let's resolve it sensibly and rationally. Let's not get ourselves, in my view, caught up in you know, pigeonholing each other. You know, we have an objective here, and that is to govern for every Victorian. You can't govern for every Victorian if you then want to say, well, not that one and not this one, or to then play politics with those people's background or their livelihood. Well, you can't govern for the whole state like that. You know, you asked me, I think, in the last program, what did you learn from the last election?
Mm.
Well, I can tell you, and that is that the state needs unity. Needs to be brought together. It needs people to actually be rational and sensible and put aside a lot of these issues and say, for God's sake, we are all Victorians. It's not just a cliche, it's not glib, it's true, and now more than ever. And so, yeah, I don't want people to be sacked on the basis of their sexuality. That's a ridiculous concept. We all know that. So therefore, if we need to put in place laws to protect that from happening, then we should.
Matthew, thank you for that. We're very, very, very pleased to hear that. But I do have a question of clarification that's come from one of our listeners. And you've talked a lot about sexuality. Do you apply the same principle to gender as well and gender diversity?
Well, we would, because if someone has a job, you can't then dismiss them because they are transitioning. You can't then, if they're trans Victorian, then go and sack them if they've got a job. That would be ridiculous. So, yes, absolutely.
Great to hear. Thank you for that clarification.
Now, I've got one more question here, and you don't actually have to answer this one, Matt. It's a little bit...
No, you actually...
No, but we've had really positive feedback. Yeah. One of our listeners says we need more leaders being unified and not divisive. So, you know, I have to say to you from this studio, thank you.
Yeah.
Macca, what's your question?
So the question from a listener is, can I ask Matt, as a father, what advice does he give to his own... to his kids about inclusiveness?
Treat everyone the same as you would be wanted to be treated yourself. Treat everyone the same as how you want to be treated. It's a very old-fashioned, simple, but as relevant now more than ever. My kids are in a generation very different from ours, and you know, it's fascinating because, you know, we have these discussions and we debate things like, you know, legislation to make sure that people aren't dismissed because of sexuality, for instance. My sons wouldn't even think twice of that as an issue, you know, to them. If someone is who they are, it's just who they are. They actually, their generation couldn't fathom that there'd be, that anyone would be allowed to do that. It's very positive. It's very it's generational. It's very, very positive.
Now, I think in some religious texts, there's something about doing unto others, isn't there?
Yes, there is. I knew you'd say that to me, actually.
Matthew, we're out of time, but it's been...
I'll be a preacher after politics. There you go.
It's been fabulous speaking with you this morning, and you've had a lot of positive feedback from our listeners and positive feedback from this very studio as well.
Thank you.
Equal means equal, and you're certainly demonstrating that this morning. It's great to hear.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate
thank
it very
you,
much.
Thank you. Thanks, and get us James Newbury as well.
Yep.
I'll send you his number.
Thank
he
you.
He called in already.
Cheers. Thanks,
thanks,
Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. That was Matthew Guy, leader of the Victorian Opposition, leader of the Liberal Party. Some pretty strong commitments there, Tass.
Very clear and very comprehensive.
Yep. And I feel really good about that.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.